Hello, it's me, Matt Olson, one of two. Here is...
Hey, it's me. I was expecting some sort of musical cue from Matt. My name is Caitlin. Welcome to our show.
We are your two hosts of the show, known as...
On the podcast today.
Oh, now
I was
the
trying
lyrics
to do
are
harmony.
Out of sync. Error. Not a robot, just a misplaced lyric. There was going to be a part about doing things badly later in the song.
Yeah.
So that was a little dose
Matt was,
of,
yeah, Matt
that
was
a little dose
Matt.
Of our freestyle lyrical improv duo act that we're going to take musical improv to new heights, Caitlin and I. Just keep an eye out. Keep your ears peeled. For what's the name of our show again, Caitlin? Not the show that we're doing right now. Can you get to that? But
what's
our,
the name
our musical
of our,
improv show.
What's the name of our musical improv show?
Yeah.
It's called New Heights.
Nice.
And then there's a winky face at the end of it.
Oh, right. How could I forget with the winky face and all? That show's going to be great. Sorry that you have to be here listening to Can You Get to That instead. Just like, we gave you that little dose, and I know you're thinking, wow, whoo, boy, that's way better than the podcast where they play the Wikipedia game each week. Caitlin, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've got a beer in my hands. It's not a Friday night. It's a Thursday night, but I guess I mean, I can't complain. I have a pair of jeans on my body that fits just right. So, you know, things are like mostly okay.
Things are mostly okay. That's good.
How are you doing, Matt? You just ate some. You ate some waffles, and you're burping into the microphone.
You don't need
to share that with everyone.
I think it was still a little soft.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it because I'm here in the room with you.
I don't know if the listeners heard it. I've been doing this thing. It's my new 2016 thing of burping more than I ever have before in my life, like regular intervals, and I can't seem to like make it go away. So if you're someone who listens to this podcast on the regular, maybe stay tuned for updates.
Just stay tuned for more burps. More burps and more hot musical takes.
I promise you in 2016, more hot burps. More heated burps.
But you were gonna talk about the waffles, weren't you?
Oh, right. Yeah. So not 30 minutes before Caitlin was going to come over here and we were going to start the podcast recording, which, of course, went poorly. Because now it's 40 minutes past when we said we were going to start. Because Caitlin helped me fix my bike.
I just rescued Matt. It's no big
deal.
And
then we kvetched. Is that what it's...
That's a term.
And then we had to settle on a topic for today. Submit those topics, people. Please. Please do. That saves us the effort. So 30 minutes before Caitlin comes over, I'm like, I'm going to have a burrito. Which is normally something I can totally accomplish in a 30-minute window. So I call up the burrito place, fast forward 8 minutes of just like lost time of me, listening, you know, to the ambient sounds over the,
what's the, do they have hold music?
No.
Oh, this is the fucking, like, right. It's a burrito place. Of course they don't. So when you say you're on hold, what you mean is that the person who answered the call set the phone down on the counter.
Yes.
Okay.
So right. I could hear other assholes placing their orders,
right.
getting all like, oh, I don't know. Do I want, like,
right.
Literally.
They don't know the fucking menu.
Not a single person.
They pick up the menu and then they realize too late that it's not even the menu they want. Where's the meat menu? This is the vegan menu.
8 minutes.
I hope I'm not in an all-vegan restaurant.
8 minutes of carne asada. Is that what I want? Ground beef. Is that carne asada?
People are so bad at ordering burritos.
It was the fucking... I waited 8 minutes for that shit. Then I was like, oh no, I'm going to have to do the podcast hungry.
And then you hung up.
I did hang up. I hope that the person wasn't hurt, but also 8 minutes. Oh my God. It's my own bad, but like...
They forgot about you, so...
I think they
did. They're not thinking about it.
I do think they forgot about me.
You know, it's funny, you were on hold, because I was on hold today for 15 minutes with the United States government.
And you heard someone go, I don't know, do I want...
No, they,
Do I want the garbage burrito? Or...
Yeah, that's what goes on down there.
I don't know, I got... Oh, man, the State of the Union made me real hungry. That's not going to be a relevant joke next week when this goes up.
And it wasn't that part of the government anyway.
What part of the government was
it? Well, so I keep getting these emails that are like, hey, Caitlin, you need to make sure you have health insurance before February, whatever. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, we're going to fucking fine you $700. And I've ignored those emails.
Thanks,
for a long
Obama.
Time, right. I ignored most of those emails because I do have health insurance. I got it
whoops.
A couple months ago. And I was like, I did all this shit. I went to the healthcare.gov.
How do they know if you don't?
They don't know. Here's the thing. There's two separate. There's healthcare.gov, which is the federal government.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the Oregon marketplace.
Right.
And so at one point, I lost my dad's insurance because he retired.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm talking about fucking health insurance in a comedy podcast. What am I doing?
I don't know. I was going to talk about how I fucking made waffles and eggs.
Oh my God. Our lives are so fucking boring.
God, yeah.
This
podcast is the most exciting thing we do. How about this? Listeners, just, okay. Imagine Caitlin finished her story about the fucking harrowing.
You can make up whatever ending you
travails
want to for that story.
Of dealing with the fucking U.S. government.
The government.
Government.
The government, yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, we're going to go to Wikipedia now.
But
can we do that?
Imagine I said some dumb shit about waffles.
Yeah.
Now, get on to the funny thing. Caitlin, tell me again what you say happens to you whenever you walk into a record store.
Okay, so Matt, I know that Matt's the only person that thinks this is weird. Because he's the only person in history that this doesn't happen to. Every time I walk into a record store, sometimes a bookstore, I have to go potty in real short order. And specifically, I have to go poop. And this is a documented thing. It's called the Mariko Aoki phenomenon after a columnist in Japan who first wrote about it. Who was the brave person who first
but
came forward to say she has this problem.
But not with record stores.
With bookstores. She has it
so
with
the
bookstores.
Documented phenomenon.
It's the same goddamn thing, Matt.
Maybe you have a very unique.
Maybe I'm the only person in the world.
Maybe you're the only person in the world who, when they walk into a space that's just packed to the gills with vinyl.
Yeah.
And you've got those little plasticky particles floating around.
It could be CDs. It could be vinyl or it could be CDs.
What about cassettes?
It could be cassettes. Yeah.
Wax cylinders?
Have you ever been to a wax cylinder museum? Never been to a wax cylinder shop. No. I've been to a wax person shop.
Have you ever
shop?
Have you ever been on iTunes and then you're like, ah, damn it.
No, I have not. It doesn't happen with the digital format.
I would shudder to think what would happen if it did, because like,
there's no way that it happens to Mariko Aoki with ebooks either. So
sure, but like imagine if there was a thing where it was like all that mattered was it was the volume of information that you were like immediately privy to.
Yeah,
and you literally just open Wikipedia.
Yeah,
or you like click open Spotify, and then suddenly it's just like, oh my gosh,
oh, I gotta poop.
You want to evacuate everything out of
your
body.
You were saying it was the amount of information earlier, and I have to say, I think it has more to do with the sheer choice, like the existential horror that comes with having so many options.
Well, it's funny you say that, because today I walked into a record store.
Yeah, you did. You told me.
And I pooped right there on the floor,
just,
right as I walked in.
You just shit your pants. You showed me the shorts earlier.
those are old. Those are old, questionably stained shorts, Caitlin. And that's neither here nor there.
I don't know this. Maybe that was a cover up that you just did.
I would not wear shorts in January in Portland, Oregon. Thank you very much. Anyway, I walked to the record store.
What if Matt's a never nude?
Nice reference to like a 10-year-old TV show.
People love that show, Matt.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, you're in the record store.
And I beeline right to the artist I was thinking about, and I had one CD, and it was the one CD of theirs that you cannot get on Spotify.
Oh, wow, perfect.
And I was like, well, I guess I fucking have to buy this now. But then I turned it over turns out this CD has a fucking story behind
it. You got Rickrolled.
No, it's a review copy. It literally has a thing on the back that says, this is not for sale.
Don't sell this.
Don't fucking buy this. Ooh. If you listen to this CD, you are implicitly agreeing to a contract whereby you have then like fucked up bad with your life and you've done wrong. And it's just sitting there, $7 used. And I'm just like, this means literally nothing, but it means that whoever originally had this CD got it for a reason. And then it was like, not worth holding on to.
See, here's the thing though. They send that shit out. You know, it seems like, I don't know, interesting or somehow mysterious, but they send those fucking review copies out. I don't know of music, but of a lot of stuff. They just send it out like it's nothing. Actually, I do know about music because when I worked on the Reed College student newspaper, mm-hmm. which doesn't have a staff, like, they kind of have an office, but it's not like a real thing.
Yeah.
They do have a mailbox, and people would send it to the quote-unquote arts and entertainment editor of the Quest. They would send, like, copies of their EP and whatnot.
Oh, but these would be people trying to get noticed, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's like they send out media copies to different people.
Sure.
It's like they're sending it to the
media
person.
Look, I'm sure that this copy did not end up in the hands of someone special, but I want to know who, conceivably in Portland, but maybe elsewhere,
yeah,
in 1999 received a copy of this CD.
Yeah,
that way I want to know who. I want to know how it ended up at the fucking music store.
Check out who was at the Willamette Week reviewing music in 99.
Yeah, maybe I should just look up like all the people who reviewed it in Portland rags.
Yeah,
back then.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
Track them down.
Probably just gonna be some kind of.
Did you get rid of this? I hope you're happy with yourself, lawbreaker.
It's probably just some fucking kind of like high fidelity esque like dirtbag who, like, I don't know. Anyway, so
or
you
maybe they didn't even listen to it. Maybe it got sent to them, and they're like,
"You invo." It's quite possible. This is not a very like super well loved band.
It? Who is this?
Scritti Politti.
Okay.
You know, not
I've heard of. I've heard of
them.
Okay. I don't know anything about them.
Anyway.
Okay, we're going to do the thing.
We're going to do the thing. But first off, you did invoke Reed College, so now I have to put this test forward because it made me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever walk into the Reed College radio record library and then feel like you had to put
No, because I never went in there until after I graduated. In fact, I still have never been in there. I've only been in the radio recording room.
I think now we have a test to see
we
if it's vinyl or record stores.
I think it's the money. I'm rubbing my fingers together.
All right.
Let's
do the Wikipedia game, please. Okay. Oh, shit.
Ooh, Big Sandy High School in Big Sandy, Texas.
That is our first step,
everybody. Boy, I tell you what, here we are, Big Sandy, Texas. It's just me, your principal, Kim Stradley. I wrote my name on the Wikipedia page.
Shit, goddamn, this is a detailed
page. I made this Wikipedia page. I'm your principal.
One, thank you, Kim, for having finally revealed yourself to me. For all this time, I thought I had a friend named Caitlin Best, who I host a podcast with.
Been me all along. I'm the remote principal of a high school in Big Sandy, Texas.
Kim, I always thought that people who sounded like you were just doing a bad Texan accent that wasn't at all accurate. Are you?
Well, let me tell you, here at the Big Sandy High School, we have a lot of sports. We have cross country, volleyball, football, basketball, golf.
What's the name of your star football player?
The name of my star football player is Boots McTouchdown.
Yes, me, Boots McTouchdown. Hey,
nice. Wow, where did you just come from?
Yeah, I know. I just came.
Hi there, Boots.
Kim invited me. She's a real nice lady. Kim, how are you doing?
Boots, I'm doing great. How are you doing down there? I heard you just won a big old football game.
I just won a big old football game, and I dunked the coat. A dunk Coach Steve is sitting in the jug of the Gator's aid.
Well, golly, Boots, I'd love to stay here and chat with you some more, but I have to get back to Big Sandy, Texas, so I can run my high school.
Yeah, that's the school I go to, ain't it? Ain't it, Teach?
Yeah, I reckon that's right. Woo-hoo! Yeehaw! Um, Is that really what high? Is this what normal high school?
It's me,
like?
Spoots McTouchdown.
Is your voice normal for a high schooler?
Yeah, I ain't got no HGH in my system. I didn't have a radio play esque exit planned out. So I guess I'm just doing the rest of this here podcast.
Here we are. Do you have podcasts down there at Big Zany High School?
Hold on.
We have to mostly focus on football.
Hold on. Who's this skinny dude? Who's this skinny dude with the Scritti Politti CD in his?
Oh my God, Matt! You just
touchdown, motherfucker!
You just killed Boots with a Scritti Politti CD.
Look, you have to. When a bit goes on for too long, you have no choice but to murder it with whatever you have at hand. We need to click something.
I don't know. There's not a lot of links on this page.
I just committed the major improv no-no of like, I guess
kill your character.
I guess just violence is a way out of this situation.
Is that an improv no-no?
Yeah. Oh, the worst thing you can do in improv is just like...
Is violence?
The worst thing you can do is like... This, of course, subjective and hyperbole. But the worst thing you can do in a lot of cases is, like, pull out the improv gun. Mm. Because then if the improv gun doesn't get fired, people are going to be like, oh, that was weird. And they just had this, like,
right, but you did pull out tension. Did pull out the improv gun and you immediately fired it.
Yes. So at least, you know, commit. At least
it got resolved.
But then also you're just, like, killing.
Right, but usually people don't go to the improv shows hoping that the bit's going to wrap up ASAP, right?
No, it's not like about having it wrap up ASAP. It's that's a very weighty thing to introduce. So if then
death.
Yeah,
for sure.
Like, because you're taking someone out of play, uh-huh. And presumably it's like the situation didn't start where this is a life or death situation.
Yeah.
And then someone heightened it to that point out of nowhere, and then mm-hmm. you're like, "Well, shit." Mm-hmm. Like now it's a whole different thing, mm-hmm. and what we were building mm-hmm, has mm-hmm, been mm-hmm, substantially mm-hmm. changed. Mm-hmm. So what we were creating was a fiction between Kim Stradley, who definitely edited her own. We
oh
can be
God.
Sure that's
I'm
definitely
so...
edited her own name into this Wikipedia
yeah,
page.
Yeah, but I'm so bummed that Kim doesn't have her own page, though, because I would click on that in a second.
We would just dig ourselves right in that hole.
I would just go right down the Kim tunnel.
Yeah. But we were going down a Kim tunnel of our own with Kim and Boots McTouchdown, and we were having a little thing, and then
Boots didn't have any transportation out of here.
Yeah,
his coach dropped him off after practice and
just
drove off.
His Gatorade soaked coach dropped him off. We have a whole backstory here, but we didn't have an end game. We weren't collaboratively building the end game. His name was McTouchdown. It should have ended with a touchdown. Instead, it's just a
it did
senseless
end with a touchdown.
Loss.
You said it.
Well, yeah, I did. I did pull a rabbit out of my hat there.
Okay, look.
Notable alumni.
I'm gonna click on high school football.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a problem with that?
Well, actually, I don't, because both of these high school notable alumni kind of I don't know shit about them.
A football coach and a Miami Dolphins
player. So who cares?
I mean, yeah, I guess like.
Like, who the fuck cares? Who,
I'm like,
who even?
I'm, like, not thinking good about the Wikipedia, but I guess I'm just going to click on
high school football.
Because why not, you know?
You like that Friday Night Lights show?
I never watched it. But I have watched the Big Sean video where he pretends to be a high school football player. Have you watched that?
No.
It's, fuck, what's the name of that song? Do, 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 do. I don't give a fuck.
Is it not called I Don't Give a Fuck?
No, I don't think so. It's got a more radio-friendly name.
Oh, okay.
And I will say that I don't care for the misogynist sentiment of that song, but I did when I worked at the previous place where I used to work, whenever a parent would get up on my grill.
Yeah, you told me this.
I would hear that song in my head. I would hear, I don't give a fuck, but I don't give a... fuck about you, and it would just make me feel
stupid ass parent,
right? Yeah, I heard that edited in neutral voice saying parent,
stupid ass caregiver. I don't give a fuck about
exactly.
You.
And it made me feel a lot better, so you know, that's my story. Anyways, that video.
Yeah, I ain't seen that. Sorry.
It's okay.
You see that? You see that Not a Surf video for Popular?
Mm-mm. Is there a high school football game in there?
Yeah.
That's cool.
There's also like a high school football like showers scene.
Ooh.
Popular videos really. Do you know what the song I'm talking about is?
No, I
don't.
That's
the one that goes it's the one that's got like the guy, the fucking spoken word bits where the guy starts yelling about the teenage guide to popularity, and then the chorus goes like, I'm the party star, I'm popular,
yeah.
I'm a quarterback, I'm popular.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom says I'm a catch. No, if your mom says you're a catch,
that's
you're probably
bad.
Not
you're
popular.
Probably definitely
if
not
your mom
catch.
Needs to pep you up, yeah. You ain't a popular kid.
For sure.
The fucking high school quarterback's not coming home with like a cheerleader under each arm in 1994, and his mom's poking her head around the corner,
oh,
being like,
"Sean,
oh,
you're such a catch."
Mom's just like, "I can't believe he's at it again. My son is just like fucking peaking too soon. I was really hoping that he was just gonna keep his head on straight and like get a scholarship and then like stop playing football a year into college so he could just be." Like a successful normal boy, but instead, so I have to
peaking.
Deal with this, and he's going to move back in at 24 after he blows out both his knees.
Yikes.
Not popular.
Yikes. That went to a dark place. Oh, here we go. Portrayals in movie, television, and literature.
Oh, look. It's Big Sean right next to Not a Surf. How weird is that?
It's Big Sean right next to Friday Night Lights. Right next to Remember the Titans.
Oh, God.
I was going to bring up that Grimes video where she's in the locker room.
I don't know that Grimes video.
You don't know that Grimes video? There's a bunch of stuff going on in the video. And she's also at a motocross rally or like a monster truck rally or something. And there's a part of it where she's in this steamy locker room with a bunch of steamy shirtless boys.
I don't remember that one.
We'll watch it afterwards.
My favorite Grimes video.
It's the video. It's the other single off of her first album.
Not her first album.
Her second album.
I don't know. I don't even know if that's true.
The one before the current album.
You're talking about the one that Genesis was on.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's not Genesis. It's the other single.
That might be your third album.
Oblivion.
Grimes has been at it for a while.
Grimes, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I don't know how long your career has been.
Grimes, if you're listening, don't mind that. Know that we respect you and we love you and that you're great. And you've been at it for a while. And that's awesome.
Yeah. I agree with those things.
Keep making that good music. Flesh Without Blood, that's a good song.
Oh my God, Matt, I have no fucking idea how we're going to do this.
I don't fucking know either. That's why I'm talking about Grimes right now. I'm happy to just be talking about Grimes. I'm happy
I
they brought her up.
I literally have no idea what to do.
You're the one who wanted to talk about that feel you get when you walk in a bookstore and
You didn't have another idea.
I had maple syrup. And you know what I would have said? Let's go to Canada and see if it's
yeah,
under there.
Yeah, okay.
Like, it would have been bad. It would have been bad. This is why you give us topics, unless this is what you like to listen to, in which case, hey, you know what? Leave us hanging.
Okay, you know what? High school, you know what they have in high school? Books. They have books in high school.
Wait, what about... Wait, hear me out, though.
Okay.
Okay. We're on high school football.
Yes.
There must be something on this page, or some way we can get to, like, injuries, and then, like, injuries to conditions.
To pooping.
Into like conditions of the mind, conditions that may or may not be verifiably real medical conditions.
Is there a term for this thing?
Well, hypochondriac is when you think you have.
It's not hypochondria. This is a real thing. Okay, so it was under the Wikipedia page, which fuck you Wikipedia says that this is an urban legend.
Fuck you Wikipedia.
Do you think that there's a list of urban legends and it's on there?
Oh, possibly.
Okay.
Okay, so we have to find a high school urban legend, right? That's the clearest pathway here. Let's take this one out.
Okay, but on the page for high school, there's not just going to be a list of urban legends. Like, every Wikipedia page doesn't end with a list of related urban legends.
One, that would be great. I wish that was the case.
We can make our own Wikipedia.
Two, but imagine this. Imagine if you do go on the high school page.
There's
an exhaustive list of all urban legends and rumors spread at high school.
Matt, that's like saying, oh my God, like I'm in love with Natalie Portman and I want to marry her. I'm going to go to Los Angeles while this movie that she's in is premiering. And your friend's like, you're just like, that's, you're never going to run into fucking Natalie Portman. And you're like, yeah, but.
No.
What if?
No, that's not what I'm saying, because that's like a creepy obsession is what you're describing. I'm saying, imagine the situation where we click through to high school. Just imagine how great this would be. And then it's just a list of like, and you spend like hours scrolling and you're only down to like, Becky once like scratched her butt and sniffed it. Wait, and you're just like, it's all the rumors. Describing? It's all the rumors.
It's all the rumors.
It's all the rumors from high school ever. And listen, you're only down the bees because you've been scrolling for hours. It's all the nasty shit anybody's ever said, cataloged for all time.
And right there
it's
is
a monument
the,
to all
right
our
there,
sins.
And right there is the urban legends.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you this story about when I was in high school? And I was walking down. This is the greatest.
And you scratched your butt and sniffed it.
I scratched my butt. No, this is the best snippet of a conversation I've ever heard. I was walking down the hall in high school to, like, I don't know, pre-calculus or whatever. And,
doing those sine cosines.
Oh, yeah. Do those sine and cosines all night.
Tangent.
I was walking down the hall and these two girls were, like, walking the other way. And I heard one of them say, I quote, "And then she threw the grapes of wrath at her." That was all I heard.
That's so much better than the joke I was gonna make.
Good, you don't have to make it.
Yeah, I don't have to. That's
okay.
What I was saying.
Okay.
We have to move this
okay.
show along.
Okay.
Find some urban legends.
I do think maybe medical conditions is a better way to go than urban legends.
I think urban legends is a more fruitful way to go.
How do we get to urban legends though?
Fuck if I
know.
Could
one of these movies be useful to us?
Well, let's look at this list and see if any of them deal with urban legends.
Okay. All the Right Moves, never heard of it. American Dreams, never heard of it. I'm just going to read these without saying that every time. Quarterback Princess, The Best of Times, Bleachers, The Blind Side, the book, The Blind Side, and the movie. Dazed and Confused, Facing the Giants, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Friday Night Lights, A Town, A Team, A Dream. That's the book. Friday Night Lights, 2004 film. Friday Night Lights, a television series.
Shit, goddamn.
Go Tigers! Gridiron Gang, Johnny B. Good,
okay,
Lucas,
okay, okay,
Married
okay,
with Children.
Okay, okay. This list is too long to be interesting to read it all out. Now, I don't see anything that immediately hops out at me as urban legends, mm-hmm. but I do see two things.
Okay.
Married with Children is a long-running fucking TV series that may have at some point, but no, that's too much of a stretch. Okay, scroll back up a little bit. Okay. Dazed and Confused or Fast Times at Ridgemont High. These are pop movies, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, if we can get to marijuana,
yes.
Maybe we can get to misconceptions about marijuana.
Okay, yeah. I like that plan. I
Boom.
Think Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
You think that's more of a pop movie?
I think so.
Sure.
There's some fucking...
I see some stoners on this
there's
poster.
There's a pop movie happening in my living room right now.
Yeah,
that
there
sounds
absolutely
like.
Fucking is. I was so afraid that door was going to open. I heard somebody grabbing that doorknob, and I'm so glad the door didn't open.
Yeah, because we would have had to pause the podcast.
Yeah, that's...
A whole hullabaloo.
Okay.
And then, you know what we would have been?
I don't know.
Dazed and Confused. Think about it. But like
if
not because
no
we were high
if
though.
If there's no mention of drugs on here, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna
Yeah, there was never anything about drugs in the movie Dazed and Confused.
Okay, but you say that, but what if there's not on this page?
Well shit.
Book.
Well shit.
Oh, here's this really gross. Is this Matthew McConaughey that said that? This gross thing?
The gross quote?
Yeah.
Should I do it in my Matthew McConaughey
yes,
voice?
Yes, you should. Yes.
Hold on. I got to warm it up. It's been a while.
Okay, I'll just...
It's been a while.
Ooh, that was a good Nickelback voice.
Was
that Nickelback?
Think...
No, that's not.
That's not.
A similar band.
Yeah, no, this wasn't. Anyway, I got to do that. All right. No, it's not there. It's not
there.
It was there.
You just did it.
No, it wasn't good, though. But I'll try it anyway. That's what I love about these high school girls, man. I'll get older, they stay the same age. All right.
There's no all right.
I just added it in there to make it more. Wait, hold on. It's Boots, Jesus. Six touchdowns. I'm still dead.
Boots, yeah, go die, Boots.
You're supposed to say touchdown when he dies. That's the bit now.
It's just a 2-point.
We are so
mad. It's just a 2-point conversion now if he dies.
I vaguely get that as a football joke.
Do you get it?
Caitlin.
Okay, rock music.
Okay.
There's urban legends about rock music.
Yes. Okay.
How it's satanic.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Scroll back down the list to the
cast.
Not the cast, the music, the soundtrack.
The soundtrack.
Okay. I thought I saw. Okay. Black Sabbath.
Ooh, that's
Black.
If anything, better.
Sabbath. Because you know what I'm thinking about, right?
Well, I mean, not.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Right. I mean, I know Ozzy.
Okay. Black Sabbath. We clicked it.
What the fuck? Their bassist is named Geezer Butler. I had no idea.
Okay. Do you want to hear my only
and
Black
Sabbath? He also wrote most of the lyrics. Jesus, I don't know anything.
I still think we're fucked, by the way. I think this is a bad proposition.
Well, you don't need to bring that up.
But you want to hear my one Black Sabbath story to waste some time?
Yes.
Okay. When I was in the eighth grade, I sort of half-heartedly befriended this kid named Nick. I guess overall Nick is an all right sort.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I ain't gonna put him on blast. But he lent me his Black Sabbath CDs so that I could, like, I don't know, rip them. Because this is...
Yeah.
I was not a kid to go and Kazaa all the music I wanted.
Oh, my God.
I just rip CDs.
I had forgotten about Kazaa.
So, I ripped them. And then I had them with me. And then my family was... And my family? Like, for some reason, I think my dad had already gone over.
Yeah.
So it was just me, my mom, and my older brother in a car going to Spokane, Washington. And turns out they didn't bring any CDs. And I think I had just one CD.
Yeah, the Sabbath.
I had the Sabbath. I had Paranoid. And so we listened.
Listened
I don't
to
know
Black
why.
Sabbath.
We listened, not just to Black Sabbath, but that's like a half hour album, maybe 40 minutes
you
at the outside.
To it over and over and over again?
We listened to it like 3 or 4 times.
No fucking way.
Finished with my woman because she couldn't help me with
you
my
mind. You couldn't
have
turned
oh, this
on the
is the
radio?
Nice fourth time we listened to that.
You couldn't turn on the fucking radio?
No. Oh, this sure is better than 90th time that we're listening to this
God.
Song.
I think that everyone has that time that where they drove somewhere that was far away and they only had the one CD and they had to play it over and over.
What's yours?
Oh my God, I'm blanking on the name of this band. It's not Fallout Boy. It's worse.
Oh.
It's not Fallout
Boy. All-American Rejects.
It's not All-American Rejects. It's Simple Plan.
Ooh,
oh,
boy. Oh, no. Oh,
that
God.
Was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
The thing about the, like, I don't think I started to hate the Sabbath.
Yeah.
It just got so fatiguing.
Right, it gets old.
It was like, man.
Anything
this is
gets
some,
old.
This, well, also, it's just like, this is some distilled ass, 70s ass, like, real fucking, like, this is when, like, this wasn't when, like, production got all nice.
Right.
And then,
it's
like,
creaky.
And all the fun drugs were at play.
Lots of cracks
no,
and pops.
It was just, like, fucking whiskey and the shittiest cocaine
and
these
coke.
Dudes...
And just creaks everywhere.
And just like, ah, just distilled into
just
this metal. That
grit and grime all over.
You start to understand when you listen to it over and over again and you have no other choice. Like, you start to understand the perspective of these, like, super conservative parents who
yeah.
would just, like, that was, like, just blasting from their
right.
kid's room. And they're
right,
like,
yeah.
must be the devil.
Right.
It must be the
it
devil. There's no
is,
more
yeah,
plausible
sure.
explanation.
I'm going to click on Ozzy Osbourne because that's
yes, where okay. we're going.
Did you know that? Do you know about Tony Iommi and his fingers?
I don't think so.
So this is the one thing I do know about Black Sabbath, is that Tony Iommi, the guitar player,
uh-huh.
like worked in some sort of factory, and he got his hand like stuck in some kind of machine.
Great.
And he
don't say he got degloved.
I don't know what that means. He is missing the fingertips on all of the fingers on his left hand, and so he had to tune his guitar down, and that's why Black Sabbath is like so heavy, apparently.
Oh, wait, so you're saying that he tuned his guitar down because it made it easier to play?
Made it easier to play because his fingers are
and
fucked
so
up.
And then it's just like...
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's a fun fact.
Here's a fun fact. Degloving is when just the
skin
gets...
Okay, that's it. I got it in my head. Oh, my God. There was a fucking scene in Jessica Jones the other day. I'm not going to spoil what happened, but it involved a man pulling his hand out of the handcuffs.
Okay, not gonna watch that show now.
Okay, here we are, Ozzy Osbourne.
All right.
Did you ever watch The Osbournes on MTV there?
Yeah, hold on. I just did a quick check to see how old Ozzy Osbourne was and then breathed a small sigh of relief.
Why?
Because he's not 69 years old.
Did you say that because you're afraid he might die when he reaches 69?
I'm saying that because two people...
Dude, are they both 69?
Yes.
Is 69 the new 27?
People made that joke this morning, and I thought it was too soon.
That wasn't a joke. That was a sincere question.
Well, people were tweeting that out, I was just like, is this a joke, or are you just, like, really fucking bummed, and this is all your mind can, like,
That was me being bummed.
Yeah, no, that's fair. That is a fair way. It's just harder to tell over the internet.
Yeah. Keiser Butler. Is that this dude's real name?
I don't know. Rock stars, you know?
It's me, Keiser Butler.
No,
I'm
we
old.
Can't.
I'm an old man and a butler.
We can't do voices anymore.
I've got a heavy metal band, haven't
no,
I?
No, we can't do this.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Don't make me bring back the gurgling corpse for a second time.
I'm so sorry. Okay, here's early life. Where's the fucking part where he bites the head off?
Yeah, where's the legend?
Where's legend? Solo career.
Oh,
it's not...
mother... Are you kidding me?
What?
Hearing this buzz that I'm hearing?
Yeah, I hear the buzz.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Matt's trying to fix the buzz. Oh, he fixed it. I don't know what he did down there.
That was just going the whole time. It's just some speakers.
It's whatever.
Not plugged into anything. It's not very metal.
Personal life. Controversy. Here we go.
Yes, please. God. Wait. Oh, did it bit the head off of a bat?
Okay. There's no link to Ozzy biting the head off a bat.
Oh, God.
But there is Damn a link it. To Satanism, which could have some...
Yeah. Okay.
You know, I did a school project about Satanism.
That's... What? I didn't know that.
We had to...
Explain.
This was in middle school. We had to write a report on a religion of our choice. And I didn't want to do one that fucking other people were going to write about.
You don't want to be...
Some normie shit like Christianity.
Buddhism.
Yeah. So, Satanism.
Yeah, and how did that go over?
I mean, it went fine. You know, I didn't really grow up in like a Christian type area.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like... Satanism is this religion that was founded like in the 20th century by this guy named
but what I'm asking is, did you have some fun with it? Did you come in like all black with like eyeshadow on?
And
then
I
like...
was too much of a fucking square to have thought of any of that shit.
You should have some fun with it.
I was just like, here
you know,
is my report.
You know, most teachers,
I came in with my note cards is what I came in with.
You know, most teachers will be like kind of like cool if you like put in the extra effort to like make the presentation a little bit fun.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you should have brought in a bat and bit the head off of it.
Right. Yes.
Right there.
In retrospect. Yeah.
And then you should have been like, I thought it was a fake bat. And you're like, you don't fucking care. Caitlin Ozzy Osbourne best.
I thought it was a fake bat. I thought it was like a robot.
We don't care that we don't care if you thought it was real or not. All we care is that you did it.
All we care about is that there's fucking bat blood all over my classroom and it's metal as hell.
You got it on your classmates' Buddhism note cards and they're real upset.
But you know, Satanism isn't actually like that.
Yeah, you know what Satanism is like? Have I told this story on the podcast yet?
I don't think so.
About my run-in with the Satanist?
I don't think so.
There's a famous or is it infamous Satanist in Portland, Oregon. I believe his name is Rex Dominus.
Yes.
Who, if I recall correctly, I hope this isn't like slander or baseless hearsay. I have no judgment here. But if I recall correctly, I read an article about this guy where apparently the Church of Satan was like, nah, you're a little too intense.
He's too extreme.
For us.
This is what I'm saying, though. The Church of Satan, the actual, like, yeah, capital C Church of Satan, they're, like, pretty chill.
Yeah. Anyway, I walk into, which is definitely in my top five, maybe top three favorite bars in Portland.
Yes.
For the first time, my first time there, I walk into Lovecraft, which if you're in the know, you already can picture what the Lovecraft looks like in your head. It's called the fucking Lovecraft. Just put two and two together.
Yeah.
And I walk in and it's dark and it's spooky and it's smoky and I want a Tecate.
Yeah.
So I walk up to the bar and I put in my order with the very goth bartender.
Yes.
And as I'm waiting, I just kind of look to my left. That's my move when I get into a bar
and
I'm waiting for my drink, is I look to my left. And if that's not interesting, I look to my right. But let me tell you, Lovecraft did not disappoint. Because
the left didn't disappoint.
Because Rex Dominus is there.
Yeah.
And I have not met this man before.
Right.
I've only heard about him.
Mm-hmm.
But I know who it is.
Does this guy have horns?
You just fucking ruined it. You ruined the...
I didn't know that was the point of the whole story.
The man has horns surgically implanted under his skin on his forehead. Of course that's the point of the whole story.
I'm sorry.
I looked to my left. There he is. Horns. But what was great about this...
Did you talk to the dude?
No. The reason why this sticks in my mind is not I saw the dude with the horns.
Yeah.
It's that I was utterly unsurprised. I walked in there. I was in the bar for all of like a minute.
Oh,
soaking up the atmosphere. And I'm just like, yeah, no, that's already normal to me.
A guy with horns on his face.
Under his skin.
Right.
Do you want the... Okay. Since you beat me to the horns punch, do you want the after punch?
Yes.
About 2 weeks later, I'm at Los Gorditos, the place I was on hold 8 minutes with.
And
who do I see walking his cute little dog?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
That was the second punch.
No, it was Rex Dominus walking his cute little poofball dog.
It's
down
a puffy
the
dog?
It was a puffy dog. It was what a puffy color, small dog.
What color is it?
I think it was like kind of like beige, tannish.
It's not very metal.
It's not very too extreme for the Church of Satan, if you ask me, but I don't know enough, I guess.
That's good. I'm glad you had those encounters.
Rex, if you're out there.
What up?
You want to be a guest on the podcast?
Yeah, I would have him as a guest.
I would fucking... Any
day of the week.
I just want to, like, know what your whole deal is. I kind of want to, like, know who you are. Not out of, like, a weird, like, fascination. Just, like... Fuck.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely.
It's like when you, like, they're just people you meet in life and you're like, you're interesting, right? And
yeah.
I want to know all about you.
Yeah.
That was your reaction when you met me, right?
Yes. I saw your split tongue and I said, I want to get to know this guy who's gotten his tongue surgically cut in half.
Well, I can't believe I haven't told you this, but you never asked about it. So I have to tell you, I didn't get it surgically cut in half.
You were born like that?
Yeah.
You're born this way.
Yeah, I was born this way.
You're part snake.
I am Snake Man. I'm Matt the Snake Man Olson. Caitlin, didn't you think it was weird when we lived together that I would just slither along the floor all over the place?
Now that you mention it.
Didn't you think it was weird?
Why did you never catch the fucking mice that we had, Matt?
That's a good question. I didn't say I was a very good snake.
Okay.
moving right along. Popular music is where you've settled on the Satanism page.
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of scrolling through.
But, oh boy. Doesn't seem like there's a whole lot.
Definitely nothing called Urban Legends.
Also, what is this shit that you click down to? Our Lady of Endor Coven?
I thought it looked good because it had the word Endor in it.
Right? Are we talking about some Ewok Satanists?
We can go back. Okay, Our Lady of... I can read this. Our Lady of Endor Coven, also known as Ophite Cultus Satanus, was a satanic cult founded in 1948 by Herbert Arthur Sloan in Toledo, Ohio. Jesus.
That hotbed of Satanism, Ohio.
They get bored out there. The group was heavily influenced by Gnosticism and worshipped Satanas, their name for Satan. Satanas was defined in Gnostic terms as the serpent in the Garden of Eden who revealed the knowledge of the true God to Eve. That it called itself Ophite is a reference to the ancient Gnostic set of the Ophites who were said to worship the serpent. Where the fuck does Endor come in?
Is it, I don't know.
Does Endor have some meaning in an Earth language? You don't know about this?
No.
Endor.
I don't know.
Like, okay. That's that. I wish that had that's more of an more okay. of an explanation for. Okay, so I don't know where the fuck we're going.
See, I said we were fucked.
I knew we were fucked too.
I got a text from a listener and a friend.
What, just now?
No, not just now.
Right, we're not we don't do this live anymore.
Anyway, I got. Wait, did you think it was like they were listening in?
No,
right
I
now?
Just that's yeah, that's where my brain went.
Oh,
I'm
no.
sorry.
It's okay. It's kind of endearing.
I'm like pretty tired actually.
I'm very tired.
Go on, say your thing.
I got a text and he was like, "Oh, I feel weirdly like this is like I'm hanging out with you. Like I'm listening to the podcast. I feel weirdly like it's hanging out with you." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, if you were just in a room hanging out with Caitlin and me while we played this game, it would be no different."
That's true.
It would be no different.
I'd like to think I would let the person get a word in edgewise.
No, we definitely wouldn't.
Okay.
We would definitely, because we're good at this.
We're the professionals, that's true.
But do you think that that's what we should aim for?
What?
I don't know if I want to get too deep into, like, part the curtain and pull back the curtain and get into the backstage talk of the podcast while we're on the podcast.
I mean, I did talk several minutes ago about the door.
Yes.
And, like, we've talked about what's going on outside.
Well, that was an imminent threat.
That's true. That was an imminent threat.
Look, some more improv characters might have walked in from the other room, and that would have been real rough.
The trouble is you can't fucking see him until they start talking on the microphone.
Yeah, it's real rough. Do you think that our podcast should be, like, informal and laid-back? Like,
hangout
hang
time.
Out with us.
That's how I've always thought of it.
Or should we be putting on a show?
I think of it as hangout time. But why can't it be a little bit of both?
It's our hangout time.
It is.
But do you think the listeners are in for hangout time?
I think some of them are in for that.
Right now, someone is listening to this and being like, I wish they would just get back to hangout
time. Right now, someone's listening to this live being like, damn it, I wish I was there with them. And I feel like they're my best friends.
If you think that you're our best friend and you're listening to this podcast,
you're right.
Please tweet at us. It's at Get to That and say, "Hey, I'm pretty sure that you guys are my best friends,
and also are fucking colossal goddamn failures."
And we'll probably ignore it. Neither of us will sign into the Twitter account for a couple days. It'll just pass us by.
No, I'm not gonna ignore it. I'll see it, but it might take a while. Hold on. Just one thing. As long as we're giving up, I want to click on the main page for this Lady of Endor thing. Because I do want to find out about this.
Maybe there'll be something linked up.
There it is. The Mariko Aoki phenomenon. That's not true. Okay. Our Lady of Endor coven. This is the same shit that I just read. Endor. Okay,
I think
the tree of knowledge,
just like...
blah, blah, blah. I'm going to have to click on this other thing, which is the Witch of Endor. You don't have to write it down.
No, I do have to write it down.
Why do you have to write it down?
Because we still are playing the game.
Okay,
we're
fine,
seeing how
whatever.
Many steps off we
so
get.
So the Witch
too.
Of Endor, also known as the Medium of Endor, was a medium who apparently summoned the prophet Samuel's spirit at the demand of King Saul in the kingdom of Israel in the first book of Samuel, chapter 28,
okay.
325.
All right. Cool. Mystery solved.
So do you think this is where the name of the forest moon comes from?
Probably.
Matt doesn't care about these things.
No,
Matt doesn't care about Star Wars.
I care about... Hey, whoa. I have only seen a new movie once. But that's early. Because everybody snuck off and saw it a second or third time.
If you really want to see it, if you really want to see it a second time, I'll see it a third time.
Yeah. Everyone already snuck off and saw it again before they would like check in with me and be like, Matt, you want to see that movie? Because the whole time I've been thinking, yes.
Yeah. Well, if you really want to see it, I'll see it with you.
That's good. And maybe we can bring our new best friend along. Yeah. It's me, guys.
Right.
It's me, Boosh McTouchdown. Mr. McTouchdown,
go... Please leave.
Hey, I heard you were talking about giving up earlier. And I want you to hear something that Coach said to me once.
All right, let's hear it.
Never give up. Even if you die, don't back down. Find a way to come back.
Booze, have you ever been...
And stand your ground.
You ever been dead in a football game?
Nah, I always thought it was weird the coach took it to that place, but now I understand. As I am here as a spectral presence.
Yeah.
Also, hey, I don't see a new Star Wars. What'd you think? Is it pretty good?
You know, I had a good time. You haven't seen it, though?
I guess I could go sneak into the movie theater
now.
You
can go anywhere you want to now, because you're dead.
Fuck. That's a lot to think about. I guess I'm gonna do all the things I wanted to do. This is what he meant by never give up.
I'm not. Can I? I mean,
I got no limits.
Listen, I asked you to leave. If you don't leave, I'm gonna have to score the field goal, in addition to the touchdown.
Can't kill you again,
can
you?
And re-kill you a second time. That is what it's gonna have to come to.
Well, I came here to inspire you, so I guess. I gotta let you take your shot at it. Come at me, bro.
Let's see, what do we got around here? What do we got around? Oh, Matt's notepad. Perfect. Whap. Didn't take much. Just blew him away. Also, I meant extra point, not field goal. That was embarrassing.
It's okay, I don't know the rules. I'm only a dumb improv character.
Boots McTouchdown. All he does is snap the ball.
All I do is snap. Snap it is
My name's Caitlin. You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest. That's best as in the superlative. Followed by the letters K-A, followed by best again.
My name is Matthew Olson. For more Boots McTouchdown related content, you can follow me at Matthew Olson, that's Matthew as in the name, but with one T. Olson.
Matthew is in the name?
Yeah, I was doing a bit off of your bit. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a superlative name, you know.
It's an okay name.
Superlative. Whoa!
I mean.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/CYGTT. You can find us on Twitter. Get to that. You can find us on... We don't have a Tumblr.
That's it. Those are the only two things.
Well, you can also find this podcast on canyougettothat.simplecast.fm or on iTunes. Please subscribe on iTunes. Leave us ratings. Leave us reviews. Get a hold of us however you know how, so long as we've made that information privy to you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know us, don't dox us to give us suggestions. I would appreciate it initially, but then I would feel extremely creeped out.
There's worse doxes.
Yeah. Don't dox us. Don't dox. Also, I think I'll check the books. I think this makes we had a 3-week streak going.
Of what?
Of not fucking up the game and losing.
Oh, and I think we had longer than that.
I think it was 3 weeks.
I think it was more than 3 weeks, Matt.
I'll check the books.
It's been a long time since we fucked up like this.
I'll check the books.
Okay. Well.
Anyway.
This has been Can You Get to That? Thanks for listening. See you later.
Yeah. Goodbye. And keep snapping that ball. Well, we got that some kind of silence.